Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of Right Click. I'm your host, Talha Jarad. Well, today we'll continue what we've been discussing lately about the security of your machine and the protection that you need to have in place to ensure that your machine is not vulnerable and available for others to steal information from it or harm your machine. Now, we presented to you before the concept of a firewall, and we showed you how to install and configure your firewall to protect your system from outside attackers. And also we talked about the spyware and how you can have spyware in your machine to protect your machine from the spyware that are out there that might harm your machine. Today I will talk about the third concept in security, which is the virus and how virus can infect your system, and the worm, what if you hear about the worm or virus and the infection and all of these things. Well, first of all, what's a virus? Well, a virus, you remember we said that computers understand certain language, which is ones and zeros. So at the very core of it, computers only get instructions, and they do these instructions, they perform what you ask them to do, and they give you a result. So if you tell them to do something wrong, they will do this thing, and if you tell them to do something right, they will do this thing. They do not have a brain of their own, and they don't have a mind of their own. They only do the things as you ask them to do. Well, but they are very good in doing these things in terms of their speed, because they could do things in hundreds of times, probably thousands of times, faster than the human beings. So now, what people have noticed is that, well, if I can just send information or instruction to the computer and say, do this and do this and do this, I can send good instructions, and hence my computer will do good things. But some other people said, well, fine, how about if I want to send my own instruction to your computer and let your computer do what I want, not what you want, or ask your computer to do the things that are wrong, which will lead that computer to collapse, which means to crash, which means that it's not going to be working anymore. And then the idea of a virus came to play. What's a virus? It's simply a small code of program, very small program that is sent to a machine, and it will ask the machine to do certain things. And the machine will do these things, and as the one who wrote the virus in the first place wanted it to happen, and it will be executed, and hence do the things that ill-intentioned person wanted. So then once you have a virus in your machine, then your machine is infected. Do you see a correlation here between what people want, or the programmers wanted to say, and about ourselves? They actually borrow the same naming convention that we use. So if you are not feeling well, they say, well, we say that we have a virus probably, and you're sneezing and you're not performing well, so you have a virus. Then you are infected. So they use the same concept. Well, and a virus is really, in a human being, is a very small, tiny thing that impacts the entire body. It's the same thing. Virus is small, little code in your machine that impacts the entire system and causes your system to malfunction or even collapse completely and crash. So the idea here is that you have to be careful about these viruses. They are always there on a daily basis, and you cannot believe how easy it is to launch a virus. Now, I'm not here promoting this, but I'm saying that there are tons of websites on the internet that teach people step by step how to create viruses and how to harm other people. They are so simple, to the point that a 10 years old or 8 years old could create a virus and can spread the virus and cause a big damage. So it is not, the reason I'm mentioning this is that it's not something that only those with high power of brain, brain, and those people who are fully dedicated for this thing, that they could create a virus. It's very simple. And by the way, most of the viruses that harmed major organizations, they were written by little people. Like, for example, the Mafia Boy, which is a very well-known virus that's caused damage to people and organizations worldwide and caused losses in terms of billions of dollars, was written by a 15 years old boy. So you see, the point here is it's so easy, so simple. So you have to be careful, you have to be aware, and you have to protect yourself. And if you don't, then you're going to have a problem. So how are we going to take care of this? Well, as I always say, it's always better to have a commercial antivirus application in your system. Now, to be honest, there are free antivirus applications available in the internet, but they are not up to par. You might want, especially when it comes to antivirus, to buy yourself one commercial antivirus application and install it. It's so simple to install, and it's the price of it is not too high, so you can, it's worth it, because the time and energy, information, data that you have in your machine, if you lose it, how much that really is worth for you, especially your personal information, your private information. So you don't want that to be lost, or you don't want that to be taken or stolen by others. So make sure that you have an antivirus, a commercial antivirus available on your machine. And you can buy that and you can install it very easily, step by step, very intuitive. Most of them are, and they are very simple to follow. But make sure, again, as I mentioned before, in the firewall and in the anti-spyware, make sure that you always update it, because there are viruses every single day. There are literally tens of viruses coming on a daily basis. So do not just install it and feel comfortable that you're taken care of, unless you do or choose the live update. Each antivirus comes with a live update. Well, a live update means that you enable the system to go by itself to update itself from the internet. So it gets what's called the latest signatures. Now, I mentioned this name, this term, because you might come across it and wonder what it is. A signature is nothing but a new set of antivirus codes. So if it says, okay, your signature is up to date, then it means that you have downloaded all the codes that are required to protect your system up to the point that you downloaded that specific code. So you need to make sure that you all the time are updating your machine, or put it in live update, so it will download these updates automatically once you're connected to the internet, and then your machine will be protected by that. Now, on the other side of it, you might have heard of on the news, or people are talking about worm. So what's a worm? Well, a worm is a different kind of virus. A virus is a code that will only be executed if you do an action on it, which means that if you double-click on something, or if you do certain instructions that the attacker told you to do and you did that, then a virus will be launched and it will impact your system. Or there might be other viruses which waits for a certain time and date, set in the virus itself, and once that time and date comes, it will damage your system. The worm is little bit more clever than the virus, and it goes and replicates itself. Replicate. What means is that it's like reproduce itself. So if somebody puts a virus in my machine, then this virus will impact my machine. But if somebody puts a worm in my machine, that worm will impact my machine and all machines that are connected to the network that I am part of. And if I am part of a large organizational network, you know, like thousands of computers connected, then I have the potential of harming all of those computers. And if you remember, some of those computers are servers, which provide services to other clients. As we mentioned before, a server is a system that provides service to others, and a client is the system that takes advantage of the server. So if you're part of an organization and there are servers, there are data, all of these servers might be lost, and the data might be completely wiped out, and the system of that organization will come down and collapse. And that will literally happen. It happened to companies, big names like Amazon.com, like eBay, like CNN.com. Lots of big names, big shots, they were brought down by a virus or a worm written by literally very young people, who wrote these viruses and brought down the entire networks of such big organizations. And these organizations do have the security measures, and they were brought down by such act. So it's the point that I'm trying to make here is that if somebody could do it to that massive, large organization, they could do it to your system. Now, that doesn't mean that, well, you give up and say, well, what can I do? You have to try. You have to protect yourself as much as you can. You have to put different layers of defense. As I said before, do not just put a firewall and relax. Use a firewall. Use an anti-spyware. Use an antivirus. And all of them will work together to protect your machine from different things and make sure they are always updated and they are trustworthy. Either they are commercial or they are from sites that are trustworthy, so they do not harm your machine and cause you problems. So these are some of the things that you could do to prevent your machine. And as I said before, some of these things are available for free, like the firewall. Either you can use the Windows firewall. It's not enough, so use Zone Alarm with it, and it's also available for free, and I showed you before how to do this thing. Use Microsoft Anti-Spyware, and it's free. Now it's in beta version, and it's available for you for free. And use a commercial antivirus, because this is really very critical, and make sure that all of these things are up to date and taken care of, and make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. And if you go there to their logs and you look at what has been logged, you will be surprised that there are people who are trying to attack you, even if you don't know about it. People trying to attack you and steal your information, because they do have automatic ways of doing these things. So they set them up on their machines, and they might go to vacation, and their machines are trying to hack some other machines on the internet and gather information that are not supposed to be taken out from your machine. Well, we have to take a short break right now. We will continue this topic next time. But we will be back after the break with some websites for you, so stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of our series on supplication. The fact that this part of Islam, it's a requirement, it's an obligation, it's a farida, it's an act of worship that must only be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one other than Allah. He is close to you, He is qareeb, He is all hearing. So worship Him, make dua to Him, respond to Him, and He will respond to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Well, in this part of the program, we usually provide you with some information about certain websites. And today I'm going to take you through two websites, actually. They have each one of them has some neat things available in them. So probably you would like to spend some time on them. The first website that I'm going to take you to today is called IslamChannel.tv. It's .tv, not .com. It's IslamChannel.tv. And I'll spell that out for you. It's Islam, IslamChannel. So it's channel, Islam channel, one word, .tv. So IslamChannel.tv. Once you do that, and you go to www.islamchannel.tv, you will be presented with this website for this channel. Now, the reason I'm presenting this website for you is that it has some good information in it and some live shows available for it, whether if you want to watch it or you want to listen to it. So if you go to this website, you see that they have the program schedule and what's available there. This is, of course, through the internet, so you can view these things live. They have some discussion groups. They have some downloads, and I will walk you through that. And so they have some galleries and wallpapers. On the left-hand side, if you see here, they have different things like, you know, some Salah introduction, which is the prayer introduction, major programs that they have, the supplications. Some scholars, if they are online, they will tell you who they are and when they will be available online. Islamic vocabulary, so if you want to know certain meaning of some words, and other things available here like the Hadith and Children World and so on and so forth. Now I will walk you through some of these things. But first of all, you can see here in the middle of the page, they have actually, if you have already the media player, you can watch online or you can listen online. And if you click on one of, if you want to watch and you have some good speed network, you might be able to see what's happening online here. And if I go here and choose that I want to watch things online, I will be presented with a media player. And it will try to find out what's currently online. And here you see, well, there is a show about food. How cute is that? Now, and they will explain to you. Probably you can see that they have explanation and description of these specific things. So it depends if you're what kind of program they currently run. They will present you with that program. And also, if you don't want to watch it and only see it, you can also go to the listen online part of it, and you can just listen to it if you want it. So this is what's there, and this is available for you via the internet and through your internet connection. Now, if you go to the introduction to Salah or Salah introduction, then they will provide you with what is required here to perform Salah and how to calculate the time of Salah and all of these things what you need to do to accomplish your Salah in the right way. They also have a supplication section where they present you with the supplications related to different things. So this is the nice thing about it, which if you want, you know, the relief of pain, what you say, the daily prayers that you need to say, the kunut, dua al-kunut, if you want to know that. And they are all available here for you, so you can go and reference them, which is something good. They also have, as I mentioned before, Introduction to Islam, and I think this is a good program or concept, because they talk about different content and concepts, and they present these concepts from an Islamic point of view, like cleanliness, like contribution, like human rights, knowledge, main pillars of Islam, and then you can go and go through these things as much as you want and spend your time going over them. They have also a children's world, and it's designed only for kids. And if it is, they tell you the programs that are available, and if it's online, then you can go and watch that program with your kids online on your machine, which is kind of good because sometimes you want to do that if they have a good program online. Now, if you probably noticed that this is a UK website, so it tells you about the events in UK, which is why you have a link here for some of the events available in UK only. So this is about really this website. It has also some kind of Islamic article, and it also has a chat room. So if you want to talk to some of your of people who share the same interest with you and who are Muslims, then you can go here and select the room, and you can go and chat with the people, like current affairs, media, family, general topics, and so on. You need to sign in, and then accordingly you can go and chat with the people and discuss the things that you like to discuss with them. And also they have a section for download, and they have in that download, you can download different things, like you can download the Quran, you can download a Hadith software or the Adhan software. They also have something here very neat about Sahih Bukhari or Abu Dawood or other things. So you can add these extensions to you, and you can have them on your machine, like the Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and all of this thing, which is kind of really interesting that you might be want on your machine. So this is about the download, and also the other things available here, audio and video. You can have multimedia download. They have things in lectures. They have the Quran recitation. They have also videos in different ways, and you can go there and download the things that you want in any format. And as I mentioned before, these things that you download, they could be you can listen to them here on this machine, for example, your machine, or you can put them, if they are MP3, you can put them on a CD-ROM and listen to them in your car if you wanted, or your home theater machine. So this is about this website. There are other things available in it, but I'm sure you will be able to navigate through it. It's very simple and very easy to navigate through. This is one of the websites I wanted to discuss with you. There is another website that I wanted to show you today, and it's called QuranComplex.com. And there is a reason why I show you this thing. It has some very neat manuscripts and pictures of old Qurans and going back to 1,000 years ago and more. Very interesting. And for those who are interested in this kind of probably calligraphy or interested in knowing the history and how these things developed, you might be interested in doing so by going to this website. And they also have very good and very well done translation of the Quran, and it's live or it's available online, so you could go and find the verse that you want to translate, and or even search by word, and it will bring you all the verses that had that word. I will show you this here. So if you go to www.QuranComplex.com, and that's QuranComplex.com. It's exactly the same way as you pronounce it, as you write it, one word. No commas, no dashes, no nothing. QuranComplex.com. And if you go there, it will take you to this website, and you have on the left hand side you have the Quran. By the way, this is where the most of the prints of the Quran come from nowadays. So if you go to the Quran section, you find their recitation, and as I said, you can go there and find recitation of the Quran, and also some kind of a translation. And this is, for example, it tells you, well, this is the whole surah, or if you want to hold the whole surah or part of the surah. So if I want to listen to it in MP3 format, and I choose, well, which reciter you want. For example, you want Muhammad Ayyub, who is one of the reciters in the Haram, then you choose Muhammad Ayyub, you choose, let's say, Surah Al-Fatiha, and you can choose any surah you want, and then, well, you if you want to listen to it, and you just play it, and it will play it for you, or if you want to listen to part of the of it, then it will do that for you accordingly. So I'm going to stop this now, but I'm sure you can spend your time listening to a lot of things from different scholars here or different reciters. And as a matter of fact, you can even save it to your machine in any format you want, MP3 format or real player. You might want to save it in MP3 format, just because if you do so, you could go to put it in a CD and then play it on your machine. Now, they have a section here about Quran. And this section gives you the history of the Quran and the status of the Quran. Very well done and very rich about the Quran. It has something like, even it helps you if you want to do some memorization of the Quran. It helps you in that manner, so you can even learn how to memorize Quran step by step. So for example, if you go to the memorization page, and this is what I like about this website too, is that in the memorization page, you can go and say, well, I want to memorize from surah, you choose the surah, to which surah, which verse, and who you want the reciter to be, how many times you want him to pause, so you want him to pause only at ayah interval or half of it, and how many times you want each verse to be repeated. Very, very nice. And what kind of display mode? You want it in one page or two pages? So you see it, one page means you see it only as one page, or two pages you see it as if you're looking at the Quran, and you just go and play it, and it will present you with that specific part of the Quran that you want to memorize, and it will then you can start memorizing it accordingly, which is very interesting if you wanted to memorize Quran, because this is one of the help available for you on this website, and you can see it will start playing it for you, and you can work on it accordingly. Now, the other thing that's available here in this website I want to show you also, which I really want to show you how you can benefit from, is the historical manuscripts, and there are pictures of the Quran going back, as I said, almost to 1,000 years ago or even more. And if we go to that website, you can see these are the pictures of different mushafs available. So this one, for example, the one I'm pointing at, this one's at 678. after Hijra. For example, this one, let's see, this one, so this was scribed in the almost 1000 of Hijra. So you can see it, this is a true picture of it, and you can look into it, this is almost like 400, 500 years ago, and this is great work. So as I said, always, you can always save it to your machine by right click and save, say save picture, and you can really, really look at these things and enjoy looking to them. And of course, they have also some arts, Islamic arts available there, related to Islam. So if you want to save some of these things also, you could do so. Well, we're at the end of this episode, but we hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and we hope that you're going to join us next time to continue our talk about the security of your machine and some other websites. Thank you for tuning in. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.